Question was recently asked in the laws of Shabbat. A lady wanted to know, is she allowed to peel cucumbers on Shabbat using a peeler? Same question was asked, peeling apples on Shabbat using a peeler. In order to understand this question, we need to go back to some of the rules that apply to the laws of Borer. Borer is selecting or separating good from bad or bad from good. Now, we learned that in the laws of Borer that one is allowed to select if he's selecting the good from the bad, and so long as he's eating it immediately. You cannot select something and then leave it for later on. So he has to borer ochel mitoch pesolet, and also it has to be miyad, for immediate use. And also, it has to be done biyad. It has to be done by hand. You're not allowed to use a kli, a vessel, that's designated for selecting. So those are the three basic principles. So really the question will come down to, is peeling a cucumber considered borer? If it's considered borer, then we're going to have to deal with the time frame, and then we're going to have to deal with the vessel. According to the poskim, Hacham Avadia wrote about this in Kol Sinai, Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta discussed it as well, and they came out that an apple and a cucumber as well, it's not considered borer. Why? Borer is when you have two different items and you're separating one from the other. Here it's attached. Something that's attached is not considered borer. You're cutting the fruit, you're cutting the apple, you're cutting the cucumber. As opposed to with Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi talks about peeling an onion or peeling, let's say, garlic, where the shell is separate from the actual garlic itself. Then maybe we could discuss the laws of borer. But here where the peel is attached to the actual item itself, so you're cutting the item. You're not separating one from the other. It's the item itself. And if it's not shayach, borer, it's considered guf ehad. Oh, that's very important that we establish that. Because that would mean that you're allowed to peel a cucumber even though you're not going to eat it right away. Because once there's no borer, then you don't have the restriction of miyad. So technically a lady can peel the cucumber in the morning, go to Bet Knesset, come home 3 hours later, and you can eat it. Same thing when it comes to an apple, because it's considered one item. Once we establish that as well, so that means a peeler is not considered a kli that's designated for borer. Because since there's no borer by a cucumber, there's no borer by an apple, so the peeler is not considered a vessel that's designated for borer. Once you say there's no borer, so the peeler is not making borer either. So therefore the halakha, it's permissible to use a peeler to peel cucumbers on Shabbat, and it's permissible to use a peeler to peel apples on Shabbat. That's the way Shemirat Shabbat Kilcheta comes out, and Mechkere Eretz as well. Kamshayo in Chelek Dalid or Hayim Siman Samech Dalid comes out. Akol Panim Anan Bedidan Kaimalan Shekedipashi Chelek Me'apri Lo Sheyach Badin Borer Ekem Pashut Shemutal Lekalef Et HaMelafefon Gam Bemakler.